Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
You're listening to Side Hustle Pro, the podcast that teaches you to build and grow your side hustle from passion project to profitable business. And I'm your host, Nikayla Matthews Okome. So let's get started. Hey, hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Side Hustle Pro. It's your host, Nikayla, and today I'm popping in with an episode, kind of a co-work with me style episode, where I just want to touch base, let you guys know what I'm working on. So I talked about this being me season, and you heard some of the things that I was excited about just getting into the groove with, and I wanted to get a little bit more specific with you guys. So hopefully this will inspire you to jump into your goals and everything like that. Now, for those of you who follow my 12-week sprint system via my Goal Getter Action Planner, you know that I'm big on picking one goal for each quarter, right? That is like your priority goal. But one of the things that I also do now is I set the groundwork for things I'll be working on and focusing on as the priority goal in different quarters. So, for example, coming up, 2022 is right around the corner. It will be here before we know it. And I know that in 2022 that there are several things that I want to do. I actually just met with my web designer the other day, and we're talking about different things that I want to update across my brand portfolio so that things can be uniform, aligned, have the look and feel of my brand. So yeah, we chatted about things that I'm getting ready to update, and I thought, well, why don't I share it with you guys? It might be helpful. So first of all, this last quarter of 2021, October through December, I have already jumped into the launch of Podcast Moguls, the next cohort. So now we're working together over the next 8 weeks to launch, scale, grow their own podcast, and I'm giving them my full support. So I do not just, you know, do back-to-back cohorts. I really work and focus with one group at a time. Now, with that being my priority goal, the other things that I am laying the groundwork for include my boot camp coming up in January. We're going to do another boot camp. So this year, to kick off the year in January, I did a very organic, casual boot camp. I just thought about it as I was getting ready to launch my YouTube channel. I wanted accountability myself. And I said, why not, you know, make this something for all of us? And then I just repeated those episodes so that you guys could also get a feel, get encouragement from that. But we're going to do it again in January. And this time I'm going to do it a little differently. So I'm excited for that. I want to give you guys a little bit more material and things to help you along and just think of a way to make it. I'm clearly still fleshing it out, but think of a way to make it more of kind of, a challenge, because I know I respond well to challenges. I'm competitive, and I know that you guys want something that's going to make sure you do what you say you're going to do. I know, I get it. It's helpful. It's helpful for me too. So that's what I'm working on with that. So going into 2022, the boot camp will coincide with my Goal Getter action plan revamps. So with that, I'm really just tweaking the actual materials. I created them when I was creating content myself in Canva so they can look a lot nicer than they currently do. So I'm working with my graphic designer on that. So updating that and then updating collateral, aka all of my PDFs and program materials across all of my programs is something that I'm doing for 2022. So as you can see, like that kind of project is not something that I would put as my number one priority, right? That's why that's not the only thing that I'm focused on, but it's laying the groundwork so that I can launch the boot camp, so that I can relaunch Goal Getter Action Plan, tell people about it, because it's an awesome way to set up your year when you organized your 12-week sprints for every quarter when you have something physical and something that you can follow along with to do that. So I'm getting that together for you guys. And another thing that I'm working on is you guys have probably seen me tease merch, right? I've introduced it on my Nikayla TV YouTube channel. I don't know if you've seen it in any of my Side Hustle Pro episode videos yet, but I have been working on merch. If you've seen my Instagram stories, that's something that's coming together. And to be honest, it has been pushed back several times, sometimes as a result of me being the bottleneck, sometimes as a result of samples not being what I thought they would be and, you know, having to go back to the drawing board. And so now I'm getting ready to launch and it's going to be around at this point, probably November. I'll announce the launch date as soon as it's final, you guys. So I am getting ready for that. And with with our mail services being what they are, I have to let you know in advance that, like, you have got to buffer in some time for whatever craziness that the mail system throws at us this holiday season, all right? But we're going to get through it together. So I'm looking forward to that. We're going to have hoodies. We're going to have sweatpants. We're going to have my Goal Getter Action Plan notebook that I've been showing you guys, teasing on Nikayla TV. We'll have that gold mug that everyone keeps asking me about, that gold Side Hustle Pro mug. Don't you just love it? If you haven't seen it, go over to my Instagram page or look at my office tour on Nikayla TV. I will link it in the description box in your podcast app and on YouTube so you can take a look at my tour. It includes some of the merch teasers and it's coming, you guys. I will let you know. Believe me, you're going to know when it's the launch date. So that's something I'm working on. And I haven't quite decided where that fits into the sprints. Isn't that crazy? Now, because of the fact that it's been so in flux, I haven't been able to put it into a firm place. But I do know that it is happening this quarter. So that can happen sometimes. Like, you will set up your sprints and then something else pops up that needs to be done in that quarter. And that's why we're flexible. Another thing I wanted to give you guys an update on is my latest side hustle, my Nikayla TV YouTube channel. It's what I showed you guys the behind the scenes of as I was launching it this past January of 2021. I showed you the mental gymnastic that goes into deciding to do a side hustle, deciding to put it out there and launch it. So what's going on with Nikayla TV is that I am back in the groove. I have started dropping episodes again. What's different about YouTube versus podcasting is, of course, number one, YouTube has a completely different audience. So when I'm starting on a new platform, I'm learning a new audience and I'm also learning what the algorithm on that platform loves. So YouTube is a little bit different than podcasting, and it serves people up content. It suggests content to you. Whereas podcasting, you can see the new and noteworthy section, right? But you really, for the most part, are going in there and you're discovering on your own. I'm speaking more so to the Apple Podcast app, right? Whereas YouTube, you have a homepage, you go in and it is selecting content for you based on how you've consumed previous content. So then my role and our role as content creators on YouTube is to figure out, how can we get our videos to be suggested? How can we make the best thumbnails? How can we make the best content so that people will watch as much of that content as possible? Like, the more of a video you watch and the more people who watch more of that video, that increases the likelihood that YouTube will then suggest your content to more people who fit that profile, who like similar content, because they're seeing that people are watching more of that video. They're like, oh, people are liking this video, let's serve it up some more, because they want people to enjoy their platform, to feel like, hey, when we're on this platform, we're getting great content, we're getting great suggestions, I'm seeing my favorites and all of that. So it's a complete science filled with data, and you know, they're good at what they do. They know what they're doing. They're serving it up. They're using really detailed scientific algorithms that they're consistently tweaking and perfecting and studying to know if it's being effective or not. So that is a tricky place to be in. Like, I am learning as much as possible, because they'll never give us the keys to the algorithm, but learning that. When I started, I underestimated just how much time YouTube takes versus podcasting. Not only is podcasting, when you're not doing the video side of it, not require any kind of lighting, any kind of setup or thought to, what am I going to wear? How am I going to do my hair? Like, all of that is taken out. You can literally just open up your laptop, plug in your mic and go with podcasting. Like, yeah, you want to think through the episode concept and you want to plan out your topics and, you know, everything I teach in Podcast Moguls, of course, you want to do that to be successful. But the actual work of it is not as much with YouTube. And I'm laughing because, of course, there are people who just open up their camera and just start shooting and don't care about their hair and all that good stuff. But I, Nikayla, am not one of those people. OK, I don't have that in me quite yet, but I'll let you guys know as I develop it, become more comfortable with the platform. Anywho, with YouTube, I underestimated that part and then the planning that's involved. I think that I wanted to test out a few niches before I zeroed in on which niche I want to focus on. Because just like with podcasting, you do need to niche down on YouTube. You do need to understand who your audience is and serve up that content and really understand what niche you fall into. Like, you cannot speak to everybody. You can't be trying to do hair videos, business videos, beauty videos like every other week without having it makes sense to your audience of, okay, what umbrella does this fall under? Who is this girl, Nikayla? What does she talk about? Why should I consume her content? Like, how do I relate to her? All of that good stuff has to be thought through. But because I wanted to approach it from a place of no pressure, I did not put that pressure on myself to figure that out in advance. I wanted to dive in first and then feel the lay of the land. Like, so I felt out, okay, how does it feel for me when I do hair videos? Does this feel natural? Does this feel good? Is this something that I want to be known for? And that's something I always tell people, especially in my, you know, how to make podcasting your side hustle training. What do you want to be known for? I realized I don't want to be known as a hair YouTuber. So I love hair, and specifically testing out, you know, different wigs and extensions and clip-ins and things like that. Like, that's one of my creative outlets, hair. However, I did not want to necessarily be known for that, or, you know, companies started reaching out to me to review their hair and I have zero interest in promoting your hairline, your hair extensions, any of that. Okay, so it was good for me to test out those waters before I define myself in that niche. So that is a technique that you can do as well, but just know that it's a little bit harder. And I always am very transparent about the fact that I am making my life a little bit harder in the way I'm choosing to go about YouTube, but it just worked from a bandwidth and a less pressure point of view for me this time around. It worked from a, let me just get started rather than hold myself back with all of these requirements standpoint. So now I'm experimenting with the niche of lifestyle, which I struggle a little bit with because I'm like, well, how much of my life do I want to share? Because I always want to protect the people in my life and, you know, not open them up for judgment. Like, obviously, I chose to put myself out there. You know, my son, my baby son, he doesn't even have awareness yet to make that choice. So I am in that place where I would love to share more of my life. And I'm figuring out how to do that in a way that works for the private side of me or the side of me that is protective of my people. Hopefully I have someone coming up who I want to talk to about this even more. So, you know, hopefully she says yes, and we'll be able to talk a little bit more about making those decisions, because I know some of you also struggle with those decisions. Like, okay, you want to launch your side hustle, but you're not sure if you want to be visible on LinkedIn. You're not sure if you want your coworkers to be able to know what you're doing. And that's a whole separate conversation. I mean, there's no way you can truly, you know, step into the fullness of what you want to do and then also hide yourself completely from the world. Like if people Google you, they can't find out who's behind your stuff. It's a harder path. So if you want to hear more about that, I'm happy to do an episode on that another time. But for now, I just want to give you guys an update on what I'm working on. Another angle that I am considering exploring is the motherhood angle. However, I know I don't want to be a mommy vlogger per se either. I just think there's too much pressure put on moms to be perfect. And I don't ever want to be a part of that conversation where someone's looking towards me and saying like, oh, you know, she has it all together or what have you. Because at the end of the day, when you record a video, it's just a snippet of your life. Now, I could always just flip it on its head and do more of the real, but it's really hard to do in the moment, because in the moment when something's going down that's wrong or messy or whatever, you're cleaning up. You don't think to whip out your vlogging camera. So it can be really tricky, and I don't want to ever just promote an image that's not realistic and makes anyone feel bad about themselves, because it's hard. And there are very, very few people I've found, especially Black moms, moms of color, who are represented on YouTube that are sharing their motherhood journey that doesn't look perfect. So there's an opportunity out there for somebody. I don't know if it's me, but I have considered it and I have thought about it.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
To share a little bit with you guys about why I really love YouTube, over the course of the last year, and especially I would say the last 2 years, when I was pregnant leading up to having my first child, like I discovered and really just came to appreciate YouTube for the things that I could research on it, whether it was a baby product and how people felt about it, or just seeing other people living their lives and allowing me to escape when I was trapped in our house. And it made me feel connected to people who I haven't even met yet. And some of you might feel this way about the podcast, and I hope that my YouTube channel, you know, allows us to get to know each other even more and allow you to see who I am even more. And when I realized just how impactful YouTube was, I said to myself, like, I want to be for somebody what my YouTube girls were for me. I want to provide information, provide encouragement, provide laughs. I just think it's such a powerful thing. I also think chronicling people's journeys, you don't realize how invested you are in people's stories until something happens. For example, my husband laughs at me so much for this, but I have watched like every episode of the Facebook Watch show Ball in the Family. I don't know how I came across it. You know, it chronicles the life of LaVar Ball and his three sons, LaMelo, Lonzo, and LiAngelo, as they on their pursuit to the NBA. And, you know, two out of three of them made it to the NBA. And it was, I think I've been watching it. I think it's over now, but over the last 2 or 3 years, like I just got hooked on it. I was like, what's going to happen next? Oh my God, he's in Australia. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. It's the kind of stuff that I end up watching, like reality TV around humans. Yeah, reality TV can be my jam sometimes. So I was joking to Moyo last night. I saw, I think it was SportsCenter, put up an Instagram video of LaMelo, the youngest son who's now in the Charlotte Hornets. They put up a video of like this awesome pass that he made, you know, how smooth and tough he is with it. And I said, I feel like I personally trained LaMelo. Like, hear me out. That's how invested I was in the show. Every time I see this little boy, I do not know him. He does not know me. I feel like so proud of him. And, you know, I get it. I see right there that is the power of chronicling your journey. And that's why I started Side Hustle Pro, to see behind the scenes of me starting out a side hustle and be able to take it to where I want to go. This is why I'm starting YouTube again, because some of you have joined me in the middle of the journey and you didn't see, you know, you didn't know Nikayla when she was working a job and crying in her Facebook group because her boss like doubted her capabilities. So allow me to show you Nikayla starting out a YouTube channel from the beginning, testing out the waters, to growing it into something super powerful and impactful. And I'm here to tell you that I'm not sure yet how I'm going to do that. And I'm not sure yet exactly what lens I want to do it from, what angle, what niche I want it to be. But I know, because I feel it in my heart the same way I did when I started Side Hustle Pro, I know that there's something there. There's something drawing me to it because I feel alive. I feel happy when I create content. It's crazy, but lean into it. When you feel that happiness and that sense of just alive when you create something, lean into that. Content creators, I'm here to tell you that you have value. You are powerful. What you're doing is important. It is a job. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Okay? So keep doing what you're doing. It is for a purpose, and you might not know it yet. You might not know the why behind what you're doing yet, but it will be revealed to you. It will be revealed to us. So that's why I keep doing what I'm doing, and I'm taking you guys along for the ride. So I'm going to continue vlogging. Look for my vlogs every Sunday on YouTube on Nikayla TV. Okay, Nikayla TV, not Side Hustle Pro. And also, I am looking to ramp up, but we'll start with just doing weekly for now. So when I started my YouTube channel, I launched in March with a bang. Hot, I was like so pumped. And because of some of the things like underestimating how much time things would take, really cycles of questioning and myself too, because as I told you guys during the bootcamp, that's natural. That's going to keep happening. And then also three, going in and out of figuring out if I wanted to do a particular niche, like the hair one was the big focus in the beginning. And then realizing that that wasn't my focus anymore. So that kind of made me have to take a step back. So there was a gap in releasing episodes and releasing content. But now we're back. It's October. And the goal is each and every Sunday. Still figuring out editing cadence, but each and every Sunday is the goal. And hopefully I want to ramp up to twice a week, but I'm gonna be realistic for now. Take it on back and just do once a week. And it's not about the subscribers. It's not about the views right now. It's about the consistency for me. It's always been the consistency. I am going to create content on my YouTube channel for a year straight. And we're going to see what happens with a year of consistency. And please remember that consistency doesn't mean that you never miss a week. Consistency means that you keep going in a straight line direction, not even a straight line, in a straight direction, because you might go, there might be ups and downs or what have you, but you know where you're going and you keep heading there, even with the detours, even if you have to recalculate. So I hope that this gives you some inspiration to hop back on the wagon, whatever you have set out and said you wanted to do and you did it and you fell off. Get back on. Let's do it. We have 3 whole months to keep going and to make this quarter really powerful and really impactful and lay the groundwork for 2022. So right now, my main focus, podcast moguls. I'm laying the groundwork for the bootcamp, Go Getter Action Plan, and merch. And then I'm also continuing to prioritize the Nikayla TV YouTube channel by recording content weekly. That's what Nikayla has going on. What about you? Let me know in the comments on Instagram or just replying here on YouTube. Let me know what you guys have going on, and I will talk to you in my next update. Until then, you guys stay safe, and there you have it. Hey guys, thanks for listening to Side Hustle Pro. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other side hustlers just like you to find the show. And if you want to hear more from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Side Hustle Pro. Plus, sign up for my 6-bullet Saturday newsletter at sidehustlepro.co/newsletter. When you sign up, you'll receive weekly nuggets from me, including what I'm up to, personal lessons, and my business tip of the week. Again, that's sidehustlepro.co/newsletter to sign up. Talk to you soon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.